Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the 4th of November, David Vox, Guy Fawkes, there's Zach with his three charts, moving on news in 3 minutes. You all right, Zach?
Very well, thank you, Justin.
Are you still as busy as yesterday?
I'm actually running. I'm running as you know, as we speak now. You can't tell, but I'm just moving around.
Are you on a treadmill?
That's right. That's the treadmill of life. Okay. Yes.
Anyway, Ascent Resources, AST, the export production pipeline, which runs from the Petrovsky field in Croatian border, has been recertified at the operating pressure. And this pipeline is the one they'll use to export gas. So it's good news for AST. Ascent Resources, what do you reckon?
Well, every time I look at them, they're trying to raise money. But this actually looks good in the sense that we had the gap to the upside at the end of July through at 1 pence, and we've never gone below 1 pence since. So that is one of my favorite setups, or a favorite technical setup, that you hold a gap after delivering one. We're also seeing the price action holding above the at and above the 200-day moving average at 1.15 pence, which is another solid thing to happen. We're in a price channel from July, which with the top of the channel heading towards 2.2 pence, which would be very nice, although it might be wise to wait for a break of, let's say, 1.4 pence today's initial high again before targeting such an ambitious-sounding destination.
Okay, and can I just say, listen, I speak to you for your technical expertise. I don't need fundamental editorial, thank you, about placings and stuff, all right?
Okay, I won't do that again.
Okay. Iron Ridge Resources, though, listen, you're happy. If you want to go on a fundamental
rant
streak, go for it. Yeah. Iron Ridge Resources, IRR, announced the intersection of significant, that word again, comes up a lot in RSS, gold and copper grades in drilling at its 100% owned May Queen high-grade gold prospect in Queensland. IRR. What do you reckon on the chart?
I'm not even saying anything about Australia either. We've got a rising trend channel from the end of June, support here towards the 50-day moving average at 12 pence. So while we're above that, the target is the top of the channel, 25 pence. We've gapped up today, so hopefully we'll hold, on a best-case scenario, we'll hold former September-October resistance of 15 pence. So above 15 should head quite directly to 25 over the next couple of months.
Yeah, marvellous. PCG Entertainment. This is PCGE. They've signed an MOU with Shenzhen Tianrong Sports Culture Management Company Limited. They're always quite... They always
easy
put that at the end, Chinese
say.
Company, isn't they? I know, but they always add Management Company Limited, you know, a corporation. They got add lots of... they don't need to do that. Just name the
important.
Company.
It
yeah?
sounds more important.
Yeah. For the creation of a major football academy in China. So PCGE, bit of good news there from them. What do you reckon on the chart?
Right, we broke through the 50-day moving average at the end of last month. Nice long... straight candle there through 0.3 pence. We've held 0.3 pence since. Got support also at the 50-day line, 0.26. So let's say above the 50-day average at 0.26. We could have a best-case scenario target towards 0.5, which is just below where the 200-day moving average is. So it does look like a decent turnaround situation.
Okay, and one other thing, actually, on Ascent Resources there, last time I had Colin on, the CEO, a really nice guy, actually, by the way, really, I met him in person, lovely fella, but he did say, actually, the last placing would probably take them through now to cash flow, which was very good, so it is likely the last of the placings you'll see, maybe, Zach, on
Well, that's,
on
no, that's, that is good, so but as I'm forbidden to say anything about these things, I'm not going to say it again. But
no, you're not forbidden, I'm just saying.
I remembered something about that there'd been one recently. And
But the chart
actually does, with that gap through 1 pence, the chart does actually look very enticing. If there aren't any placings, then it would be very good for all concerned.
You've come off the treadmill now. Now you're on a bike and you're backpedalling. All right. Cheers, Zach. Speak on Monday.
Cheers, bye.
The Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.